According to the World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, more than 2 billion people around the world don't have clean drinking water in their homes. That's about 28% of the entire world's population. And one threat that can hide in water is lead. It's a toxic metal. The U.S. government says no amount of it is safe, but there are some people working on ways to help others avoid it.
My name is Gitanjali Rao. I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade and I go to STEM school, Highlands Ridge. So I developed a device to detect lead in water faster than current techniques out there today. It uses nanotube-based sensors in order to give you instantaneous results on your smartphone of safe, slightly contaminated, or critical of the lead status in your water. I was originally introduced to the Flint water crisis through a STEM lab, and it was just appalling to see the number of people who were affected by lead in water. I'm partnered with Denver Water, and I am working on performing my tests and doing research there. So at this point, I am working on redesigning the device structure, refining my sensors, adding various tables and charts for more accurate values. I want to see this in the market so that it's in everyone's hands in the next year.